On my way here to church today, you know, the beauty of the spring flowers and trees in bloom were quite awesome, I thought. But, you know, it's fitting that it's on this day, the first day of spring, that is so. Spring is a time of rebirth and beauty. For some, it's also a time of falling in love. Many poets throughout the eons of time have written words so soft and fluid about falling in love and being in love. But love is more than just a feeling. Well, today I'd like to take a look at love from a higher place, a higher plane. We will do this by looking at the facets of godly love. Love gives us purpose and meaning to life. The world is looking for love. But what they are really doing is looking for God, because God is love. Is love a priority in your life? Jesus said in John 13:34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now, as I read this scripture, it seems to me that Jesus is saying that love is the main thing that we should concentrate on. Love is really the foundation of our Christian experience. Now, some of you may think that faith in God is essential to our Christian foundational experience. Well, faith is vital in our relationship with God, for without faith, we cannot please Him. In fact, Ephesians 2:8 says, "By grace you have been saved through faith." You see that faith is important. But in 1 Corinthians 13:2 points out that if we have faith to move mountains but have not love, we are nothing. In fact, love is the sign or characteristic of us who follow Jesus Christ, His disciples. Jesus Christ said in John 13:35, "By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you love for one another." Now, on this first day of spring, we see life being renewed against from the dormancy of the winter. Are you this day willing to have your mind renewed through the commitment to love? Some of you are here today have not had good examples of love in your life, your personal lives. Now, I kind of liken this to a game of golf. Now, imagine this. You are the golf ball. At times, you're hit pretty far down the course, a long distance. You're doing good. At times, you're hit into the rough, where the tall grasses grow, the weeds, and the brush grow. And from where you are at in this rough, you can't even see your destination, the hole on the 17th tee. With great frustration and many strokes later, you, the ball, are still in the rough. Then the next moment, you see yourself rolling down the green towards that hole on the 17th green. For you see, what happened there was that the rough, spiritually speaking, was a place of darkness, a difficult time for you, a time that love was absent in your life. Some of you may be presently in that. Martin Luther King Jr., in a speech in 1963, titled "Strength to Love," said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that." Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. To those who want to renew their minds in love, regardless of any past or present experience negatively about love in your life, you must seek and pursue love. In the Wills household, we have a few models. My personal favorite in our family is that the choices you make dictate the life you live. To have our minds renewed in love, we must realize that love is not a feeling we have. It is a choice. A decision that we make, a decision to love and treat people the same way as Jesus would have treated them. Now, all of us today are, in a sense, diamonds in the rough. It is through that Spirit of God that is in us that takes us, this little diamond in the rough, through a process of love to a diamond of many facets that shine forth God's love through us to others. Now, the facets of godly love are in 1 Corinthians 13. Let's all turn there. We're going to read about these facets. But before we do, this chapter tells us about love, God's love. The word love in this chapter is actually from the Greek word agapio, which means to have high esteem or high regard. We call this agape love. Agape love indicates the nature of the love that God has towards His Son, Jesus Christ, and towards humanity. Agape love expresses the essence, the nature of God. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 13 and begin and read in verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Now let's review some of these facets of love that God is trying to instill in our lives. Love suffers long and is patient. Love is seen when we are patient with others. You know, we live in a very fast-paced life. And we go through the drive-in lane at a drive-in restaurant. And we get kind of upset if we don't get our food in a few minutes. We get very impatient. In essence, that shows us that in life that we want many things of this world now, right now, without taking the time to grow mature, to grow spiritually and to mature. Now, a person who is patient with his family and others is also patient with their weaknesses. In doing so, that person is looked upon as being kind. Patience and kindness are facets of godly love that we must seek to develop if we are to display the character of God. Another facet that we just read in 1 Corinthians 13 was that love does not envy. Love does not envy or become jealous. Love rather rejoices when others are blessed. Now, there may be a few here, I don't know, might be, who are saying, when will it become my turn to be blessed? When we see that someone receives a blessing, we should go to God with our thoughts and thank God for giving that person a blessing. Don't fill your mind full of doubts. Remember that your life will follow your thoughts. Think of thoughts of love, and you will be in love. By removing thoughts of envy, God will have a great adventure for you. Another facet we just read was that love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. These two facets of godly love, that love is not proud, that love is not boastful. When you walk in love, your thoughts are not on yourself, but on their well-being. Those in love give God the glory and do not boast that they did it on their own. Now, pride keeps people in bondage to the self. You see, the self wants to be exalted, while the humble person knows that God is fully in control. Another facet that we read was that love does not behave rudely. We need to improve our manners in all ways with others. For example, are you saying thank you, please, to others? The next facet was love does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. Here we see that love does not demand its own way. The nature of love is outflowing towards others, not inflowing to the self. In fact, Psalms 37:27 states that, "Depart from evil and do good, and you will dwell forever." Another facet that we read today was that love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. You know, love forgives. Some of us may be carrying a scorecard of injustices that are made against us. We need to throw that scorecard away. We see God is love, and He has forgiven us because of Christ's sacrifice for us. We need to imitate Jesus. Don't hate people. Don't hate their evil ways. It can be said also that to hate the sin, but not the sinner. Now, love believes all things, hopes in all things, is another facet of godly love. We see that love believes the best of everyone. You know, love never fails. The kind of this love bears up to anything and everything that comes our way. Remember, we are not responsible on how others act towards us, but we are responsible how we act towards them. So let's review these facets of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love never fails. Today, let's renew our mind in love. We focus our attention on improving these facets of love in our life. We are created in the image of God, the God of love. We need to get our thinking in line towards God's thinking. In doing so, God will pour out His blessing upon you. Friends, most people in this world don't want to hear a sermon. But what you do in love, through your actions, through these facets of godly love we heard today, will cause a person to change more than any sermon they will hear. In closing, I'd like to say that last week I took my wife out for an anniversary dinner, our 15th, and I had a halibut dinner, and it was great. You know, the halibut wasn't salty at all. That seems like maybe a kind of an odd comment, but think about it. That halibut lives in a salty ocean all its life, and it's surrounded by salt. But yet the fish was not salty. We live in a world of hate, anger, and lack of love. In fact, the scriptures say that in the end times, the love of many will grow cold. But if we have the Spirit of godliness, we have the Spirit of love. And that will keep us away from these evil times. Do your part. God will pour out His favor upon you. In a couple of weeks from now, we will observe one of God's annual Sabbaths, His holy days. We will observe the days of unleavened bread, but most importantly, we'll observe the Passover. Passover is really, truly, the greatest act of love that God has ever done for us. I want you to reflect on these facets of love in your life as you prepare for the Passover. And those who are lacking some, ask God for to help you out, to help you grow, and show you the way. By doing so, you too will be truly called the sons and daughters of God.